Jehovah's Witness. He trembled in the booth, the young man, with a palsy of some kind. His hand crimped, spoon adrift, dark syrup inscribing arabesques of terrible effort on the formica table. He had come to eat ice cream in the diner, to bathe the table with mucus and froth under the eyes of the shy and disgusted waitress. When he wished to speak, his face twisted, his neck turned, as if he were pushing stones with his tongue, or ushering himself through the birth canal, both of which seemed certainly true, for it arrived in his mouth, an idea crowning through blood with a mule. Amazing that he could even talk, given what seemed to possess him. Something awake along his spine that made each part of him evangelize in pieces of the watchtower and his home to come. And though it was chemistry, ganglion, queering the electrical flow, I couldn't help but think that his spasms, the abrupt evasions, jerk and heave, served to keep him out of reach of that part of him which wished to die. That it was only through will that his hand clutched his coat's collar and not his own throat, that his tongue wrought a miracle when it ordered, when at last he slipped the chain sufficiently, allowing him to taste.